When a family member passes away, life insurance policies can help cover things like the funeral, outstanding debts, really anything. But what if the surviving family members don't know about the policy? Well, when that happens, the money stays with the insurance company, earning interest. Delray Beach Republican Representative Bill Hager wants to see insurers getting more proactive about policies. He says, just look at annuities.
As to annuities, these life insurers have routinely searched the Social Security death database. And when they got a hit meaning one of their annuitants has died, they've ceased payments immediately.
But when it comes to life insurance policies, it's just the opposite. Rather than checking the database to find out when they need to pay beneficiaries, some companies are maintaining a studied ignorance.
To summarize, and what this bill addresses is the following inappropriate behavior by some insurers, and that is when it's an insurer's vested economic interest to search the database, that is with annuities, they have done so, and when it has not been in their vested economic interest to search the database, they have not searched the database. And again,
under Hager's proposal, insurance companies would be required to check their roles against the Social Security death database annually. Paul Sanford from the Florida Insurance Council opposes the measure. He says the idea of checking the database going forward is fine, but he takes issue with the retroactive provisions in Hager's bill.
Only two states have any retroactive application in their the new unclaimed property laws. New York has an 18-month look-back period. Nevada has a two-year period. Our bill, this bill, goes back to 1992, which is about 25 years. We think that's too much.
Hager has teamed up with Florida's Insurance Commissioner Kevin McCarty and CFO Jeff Atwater to craft the bill. Thursday, Atwater was on hand to lobby for the measure before a House panel, and he says there's a lot of money out there.
Our current run rate estimates there is probably another $700 million to $1 billion of unpaid benefits to go.
And Atwater put a face to the problem. His office helped connect Jackie Bigany with an insurance policy she didn't know about.
We didn't get a lot of money. We got about a couple thousand dollars. But when you have medical expenses for your mother and household expenses, and our family can't afford to help support that, and when that money came in, it was a miracle.
Despite opposition from some, it's almost certain the measure will wind up on the governor's desk. Opposition in the insurance industry is tied to specific provisions rather than the underlying policy. And many companies have voluntarily agreed to institute procedures in line with the bill, to the tune of $500 million already.
Someone may conclude that $500 million of returned life insurance benefits to the people that paid the premium, their beneficiary, is small money. It's not small money. 151,000 of your constituents, but for us doing what we did in reaching settlement agreements, would still be in the dark, would still not know that their loved one made sacrifices for their benefit to go to college, keep a house, and keep a small business open.
So far, the bill has gotten exactly zero no votes. It's already passed the Senate, and Thursday's vote was its final stop before the House floor. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.